Good morning, this is Radio Kate. It's about 5:30 in the morning. I'm lying in bed, trying to get cozy, and I can't sleep. And that's annoying, because all week I've not slept well, and I've had weird dreams, and now it's 5:30 in the morning and I've got lots to do tomorrow and I need to be on good form and I can't sleep. And now that I can't sleep and I've woken up a bit, I'm trying not to wake up. Now I'm thinking about what I decided to do yesterday, which is basically stupid. I don't know if you saw my blog on radiokate.com, perhaps not. In classic Kate WTF mate style, I decided to finally, not exactly embrace the royal wedding, but acknowledge that it's happening. It's a strange thing, isn't it, the royal wedding? Because, you know, whatever you think of the royal family, I happen to think they're quite a good money-spinning tourist attraction. And I don't mind the Queen, I've got some respect for her. But that's about it. But whatever you think, like, this will be an historic occasion. I'm sort of half tempted to go down and to, you know, see what's actually going on. But then it feels a bit weird, because I'll probably be in a crowd full of people who are there to watch other people enjoy the wedding, if you see what I mean. I think there will certainly be an element of that. I'm not sure if it's quite, not exactly hypocritical, but it just seems slightly odd. You know, I would be part of a massive crowd, and people would assume I was there, you know, because my royal goodness knows what's and I can't wait to see a dress. Actually, I don't really care. Two people I don't know are getting married. I'm paying for it. Whatever, you know. But at the same time, it's a big occasion, isn't it? So maybe I should get in the spirit. But I sort of feel like I need an excuse, which is why I, yesterday, stupidly, suggested that, being called Kate, I could dress up in a wedding dress and go out and see how many different people called Will I could find, you know, take pictures with them and have a laugh, crash some street parties, and an audio boo them. Yeah, I wanted to interview people, go around and find out, you know, what people really do think of the royal wedding. So that's what I sort of decided to do. And it's just dawned on me that I've agreed to wear a wedding dress and prance about the streets of London. Why did I do that? Well, I know I'm crazy, but that's kind of, you know, that's more crazy than me normally, because that's sort of attention grabbing, and I don't like being the centre of attention, really. Well, I don't want to just be that nut job in a wedding dress. I guess I just need to come to terms with it and embrace that too. So tomorrow morning I have to go out and try and find. In a couple of hours' time, I need to get up and go and search for wedding dress. So a few people have suggested charity shops. There is a place that I might be able to hire one from. I'm trying to persuade them to let me borrow it. We shall see. A nice girl via Twitter and my blog offered me one of her 3 wedding dresses. She likes dressing up, you see. But unfortunately, those are in Bristol, so I can't get them in time, although I think that would be really fun. I like the idea of, you know, somebody lending me a dress, because then it all becomes part of a crazy story, you see. It's not just me on my own being stupid, it's lots of people being stupid with me. Somebody on Twitter suggested a friend of theirs who's a wedding photographer, so I sort of hope they come out with me. You know, if I'm there with at least one other person, I won't be the complete nut job on my own. There'll be some purpose behind it, and there should be some purpose behind it. You know, I'll be doing some audio boos, and that's sort of my job, right? To provide a quirky take on the royal wedding. There we go. But here I am. It looks pretty grey outside, but it's light, The birds are tweeting. I've been tweeting about having insomnia. And I guess I'm starting to question what on earth I was thinking. I must be mad.